Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Okay, welcome to this week's guest on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, a new friend of mine, who is the creator of Story Vibe. I met her at my friend Josh's place, and her name is Sakina Smith. What's happening, Sakina?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So today, you know, I don't do the long, drawn-out intros and stuff like other people do. I just like, yeah, we're having a conversation, and we're getting to know who Sakina Smith is. So you're going to tell us the backstory and the current story and the forward story of who you are. Who are you? What do you do? And what do you want us to know about you?
Well, my name is Sakina Smith, and I go by Kina the Artist. I am the creator of Story Vibe. Story Vibe was inspired by either your Starbucks coffee shops or your mom and pop coffee shops with the art and conversation stories and your coffees and your teas and your pastries. So that's what brought Story Vibe to life.
And you started at when?
Started like maybe 2 years ago with Josh.
Oh, Josh. Yeah, Josh been, he was a previous guest on the podcast, so his story is there too. Wonderful story. Great guy. We worked together on a lot of different projects with Adele Wallace, and that's where I met him through my buddy, writer director Adele Wallace the third.
I remember you guys just had a play, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff. I forgot the name of it. I think it was First Family or something. You know, we did so many things. They triple and double up in my mind. I just know we was working. We put in work when we do work.
That's good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the story, Story Vibe, what do you do with it? And, you know.
Well, Story Vibe, I create the stories, which is inspired by topic subject, like what you heard, like either getting your heart broken or you're online or just different situations that I overhear and I put into stories. And then I present it to Josh. And then as I'm writing and reading over the music, Josh paint for the audience to see. So you can get a visual and an auto all together. And then I have questions for the audience so the audience can be a part of it to make it intimate. And it's not just boring, just listening to me. It's more in an interaction. I think me and Josh feel like the audience really like that. They can be a part of the event. So that's pretty much what Story Vibe is.
Yes, I seen it the night you had the event. It's like you're reading a story and then you have actors kind of acting it out with some music in the background. And Josh is over there painting a great picture. So I don't know. Does he paint the theme of the story or he's just painting anything? I seen him painting.
Well, it's like, you know how when you're reading, think about your back when you were in kindergarten or preschool and your teacher has you in a circle and she has you kind of using your instruments or your words or sounds as an interpretation. So when I'm reading, Josh is using his imagination interpretation of what he feels the stories will come.
Okay,
about.
So he's kind of painting out as you're talking and telling the story. He's just painting out
what he hears and what he sees.
Yeah.
And that was my first time using the dancers to it. I think that elevate the story even more. So you got different pieces going on because I know even in the education field, you have people learning in a different way. So I'm having you listen to it. You're right. Seeing it. You're hearing it. Tasting the aroma and all that, all your senses coming together.
Right. Yeah. That's a wonderful situation to put together because I enjoyed the show. You did a good job, you guys, the dancers and the actors.
Well, thank you, Nathan.
Keen, the artist. So what else do you do? Do you act?
I don't know about the acting part, Nathan. I not only create, because I've been writing stories and poems since I was in elementary. I won different contests about it. I also do black and white photos of pinup and avant-garde I do abstract painting and baking and printmaking.
Okay, so you're a painter too.
Yes.
So when you say artist, that's what you mean, like an artist, not like a acting artist or recording artist, an actual artist.
A visual artist.
Okay, so I mean that had to come from somewhere. What started all that painting and stuff?
I think from me being like, if anyone know like the different learning skills, a kinesthetic learner, and I was born in Los Angeles, even though I resigned in the IE, but coming from LA, you have a lot of, museums and different artists. And then some of my family are really into music and things like that. So just doing those field trips to different museums. And then when I say baking, like being around family members that know how to do different cakes and pies, I got my hands into the kitchen. So anything creative, anything that I can elevate a thinking process, I'll do it. So I think that's what inspired just being around different artists or creative people. That's what brought my influence. And then being, I do a lot of pinup photos because, you know, I don't know if you know much about, you know, how they had a huge, well, they still do off of Crenshaw. They have a huge car influence, like with the old school cars or the low riders in L.A. So being around that and the different models that we will pose from them, like that's what influenced my artistic as well.
Okay. Do you, the art stuff, do you have anything for sale or you got print?
Yeah, I do. I just haven't posted them. I wanted to like fix them up a little bit, like frame them and things like that. Mm-hmm. So probably the next show, or probably have another solo show, maybe like in December. Maybe have like a show on my block or in my backyard or something. If it's not raining, have like a little art, solo art show outside.
Yeah. On your, do you have any like pictures on online where people can see it or whatever?
Yes. The Instagram that you have, you just have to scroll down. It's under Sakina Smith 508 Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have all those links in the show notes and stuff once we get the show published.
Thank you.
So anything else you do other than what you just told us? Anything on the horizon?
If anyone is interested, I feel I want to really grow. It's growing, but I want to even take it up a notch with Story Vibe. I feel like, you know, a lot of people enjoy that vibe with the whole coffee and then the art, and then you got music going on. So I'm just growing it. I think the next show will probably be in maybe February or March, mm-hmm, to give me time to create some new concept. I do want to start doing it like once a Saturday every month, once a month on the Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that looked like something that can connect with like a paint and sip type vibe too.
Yeah.
Like an intermission or something, like a paint and sip, and mm-hmm, then you throw it in an intermission and entertain them and stuff, and then they get back to painting and sipping.
Yeah, I thought about that too with the, but I noticed that, I guess, being around a lot of, college professors and mental health counselors, mm-hmm, and things of that nature, and teachers, I noticed that a lot of people drink coffee. So I was just like, and then going to coffee shops with my dad and aunt, they're always having a cup of coffee. So I was like, yeah, that would be kind of cool, doing something different.
Yeah, probably can get some of the mom and pop coffee shops and have a show there and stuff.
Yeah, I was I've been working on that too. So probably if anyone want to connect to that Instagram, they can follow and see what's going on. So hopefully, like I said, February or March will be probably the next showing.
Yeah. Do you have a website or a Facebook page or just they can reach you through Instagram?
I don't really go on Facebook really anymore. I mostly use the TikTok and the Instagram now. I feel like people go on there more than Facebook. Facebook is more like, I guess, like family.
Okay.
I do have a photo page, though. It's called Cali Chicks Photos, K-A-L-I-C-H-I-C-S Photos. That's on Facebook, and I post from time to time on there with my different photos if anyone's a avant or pinup collector. But I'm majority been working more on Story Vibe, and that's more on TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah, okay. But since you started the Story Vibe, what kind of like challenges you been running into?
I feel like when I notice, like when I'm in Ontario or Pomona, like in the LA area, mm-hmm, I have more of a bigger audience, I guess, because people out there are more going out than versus in the Inland Empire. I would like a bigger, more of a crowd, because I feel like it's a good way to people to get out and be comfortable and connect. If I can help people in a creative way, I've done my job. I got a lot of great feedback, and thank you for your feedback again too. But my thing is getting people out of the IE more into having a more open mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I just noticed, like, when you come out this way towards like Riverside or Menifee or San Bernardino, it's like a hit and miss. But if you go to like Temecula or LA or San Diego, people more are willing to come out, even if they don't even like know you. They just like being around artists.
Right. They can appreciate the art, any type of art form.
Yeah, because even though I've done the Sip and Paint, but my thing is, you know, I don't know, to be honest, like, I don't know how everybody is with the alcohol. You know, everyone can't handle drinking. And it's like, what's the point of because of the vibe and what me and Josh do, if you're pretty much full with alcohol, you're not going to pay attention to the story.
So, yeah, stay around the... They run coffee drinkers.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and appreciate them cookies. Them cookies was great.
I should have took one. Oh, yeah. I even though I bake, but my friend, shout out to Jasmine. Her site is called Crazy Sweets by Jay.
Oh,
her
my
name
God.
Is Jasmine.
We got to get her
Jasmine
on the show.
Them one that bake the cookies.
Them cookies was, oh, my God.
So that's where the cookies went, Nathan. You took them.
I took one, but I didn't eat at the show because I had ate before I came there, so I wasn't really like hungry. But on the way out, I grabbed
one. Thirsty and hungry, Nathan.
No, I ate before I got there, so I was already stuffed. But man, I took one home and I kind of split it with my wife, and she kind of looked at me like, "You ate like all the cookie?" I'm like, "Man, I didn't know the cookie was that good."
Like, did you have a raisin or chocolate chip?
I think it was chocolate. Whatever it was a fat, swollen cookie, and the inside was so moist and sweet. I'm like, oh, goodness. I should have grabbed two. We got to talk to your friend.
I had raisin and chocolate chip, and then I tasted the raisin. I'm not a raisin, but I am a chocolate chip, and I took that. And I figured I love crumble cookies, but mm-hmm. I was like, well, let me use, like, you know, the people that I know that are creative.
Oh my
like
goodness.
That.
Tell her
because everyone was asking me if I was going to bake. I was like, that'll be too much on my plate. So yeah. I have my friend Jasmine.
Okay.
She's in Riverside.
I tell Jasmine we got to do an interview. So we got to hook up. We got to tell the world about them cookies. Oh, yeah. Them cookies. Oh my God. Them cookies was, you would fight over those cookies.
Yeah. That's why I took mine home.
Yeah. Well, I took mine home too. And my wife, she nibbled on a piece, and then I kept nibbling. You know, I break a piece off and then go back and break a piece. And then the next day I had a piece. She's like, are you eating all the cookie? I'm like, yeah, I didn't know the cookie was that good. Gee, you better get your piece now because it's going to disappear. Yeah, so my only regret about the cookies, I should have grabbed two. That's it.
Well, next, because the last time I had donuts, and it was either filled like with chocolate or strawberries. But this time I kind of kept it more simple.
Yeah.
So I just did the cookies because I know a lot of people like their cookies and coffee. So I was just thinking as if I'm back at the coffee shop. So it's all inspired by that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The cookies was great. And the show was great.
Thank you.
Anything else we need to know about Keena the artist?
What was your favorite story?
Well, you know me. The favorite story was I wasn't paying attention that much. Because I was talking to people and I was trying to get out of it. I mean, I was there networking. I was in and out of the story, so I didn't follow it all the way through because I'm talking and I was talking to the host, you know, Nikki. What was her?
Lady Cracky.
Oh, you know, we go back a while. So we was catching up. I haven't seen it in a while. And so, yeah, I wasn't really like an audience.
What story captured attention?
Say what?
What story captured attention?
I just told you I wasn't paying attention 100%. I just know when I was focusing and it was good, I couldn't even tell you the whole story.
Oh, I think everyone liked I guess the new one I wrote, love story of Jack Wash.
Yeah, that was nice. The part I did focus in on. But yeah, I was filming and I was taking pictures and little short videos, so I wasn't really like paying attention.
Okay. Next time you got to pay attention to the next one.
Well, if you put it on video and I can watch it. But other than that,
I think the next one I want to do like an R&B kind of vibe.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure Josh will send me a text or the link to when it's going to happen. So, yeah, if I'm not busy or out of town or something like that, I usually try to show up and, you know, support you guys.
Thank you.
Yep. And then that's another place I meet other people and get, you know, other guests for my podcast. Yeah, we're networking. You know what I'm saying? The artistic people. Not artistic. It's artistic. Yeah, I said that right.
Artistic, creative.
Yeah. The creatives, you know, we get together and start networking, and that's how we strategize and multiply our energies and efforts and share with the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, because I've been, like, really sitting on that, like, should I? Because the original plan was, like, I wanted to go to L.A. because I know when you go to London or New York or L.A., and I'm like, man, I'm an hour away from L.A., but at the same time, it's like, do I stay in Riverside and try to grow it or go to L.A. where I know that people are going to come? So that's where I've been going back and forth with it.
Back and forth. Well, you got to go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it.
Yep. I heard that before.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, Sakina Smith, a.k.a. Kina the Artist. I want you guys to go check her out on her Instagram and give her some love and support. So, Sakina, you got any more story you want to tell us? Any more? Some hidden jewels? What you got?
Nathan's so funny. Anyone that's listening or those that are listening to your podcast, like, just come out and support me and Josh. Like, you won't be disappointed. It's not just your boring cheese and cracker art show. It's more of a interaction, and you just never know who you're going to meet. You might meet somebody that a cool DJ, you might meet a comedian, you might meet a dancer, you might meet myself or Josh. Like, you just never know. Every time I do an art event, it always turns out as a debate, or they want to listen and jam out to the music. I always try to bring the best DJs, the best artists that people kind of overlook. So it's always a vibe with me.
Cool. So, like, this is the part of the show where I have my guests give some positive life nuggets. Got anything positive you want to share with us?
I would say anyone that's already an artist that wants to give up or wants to pursue to be an artist, you gotta really go with the gifts and talents that God gave you and develop them. And those that don't see your vision, you can't listen to that, because then you'll be stuck and wondering how well it would be. So just keep going. Even though there's a lot of sacrifice, but there's always the golden, like you said, the golden nugget at the end.
Yeah. What she said. Chase them dreams and goals, and don't listen to the naysayers. Matter of fact, use that as energy to put in your rocket ship to blast on out of there. Use the negativity and the doubters as fuel to fuel your ambition to chase your God-given talents and dreams and goals. Don't give up. Don't give in. Yeah. So other than that, you're not long-winded. So we're just going to tell everybody where they can find you.
Okay. Everyone can find me at Sakina, S-A-K-E-E-N-A, Smith, 508 on Instagram and TikTok. And if you are a pinup or avant-garde collector, you can find me at Cali Chicks Photos on Facebook, which is K-A-L-I-C-H-I-C-S Photos.
Cool. Once again, I want to thank you for coming on the Thing You Know But Junior podcast. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Hi, this is Kina the Artist, and you're now listening to Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check me out at Sakina Smith 508 on Instagram and TikTok. It's the same name. And you can also see the next happening on Story Vibe event. Hopefully see you there. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.